We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So some people are saying if they turn like 26 this year, they're going to still say they're 25 because it was during lockdown.
Yeah.
But you're saying I can't do that.
Your birthday was in January. You were outside of lockdown both ends, so you're...
I don't qualify.
You don't qualify, John. You are not qualified to wear those shoes. Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to...
I'm Grandmam! Woo!
Girls, PJ's not grand.
I'm still odd with ya.
We had a small, tiny tiff just before we started recording.
So I goes, we were doing this video call today and I goes, Kevin, I couldn't stop looking at my face. I look so old, I need Botox. And then Kevin just goes... I know it's weird that I look so young, isn't it?
No, I didn't say it like that. No, I didn't. I said... It's weird that we're the same age, but I think I look way younger. But I'm not,
You don't see the rudeness in that.
It's not rude, Dan.
But we look the same age.
I wouldn't say that we do, but I'm not saying, it's that because you look older than 27. I'm saying it's because I look younger than 27, because I look like a baby with a beard.
Oh, I want to bottle up that confidence.
I'm not saying I'm stunningly young.
You are.
I'm not. I'm just saying you look your age. It's not. But that's not an attack.
That's why someone thought you looked like Skincare by Hiram.
Someone messaged me. My friend Lauren was like, oh my God, you're the bop off this guy. I'd never heard of him.
It must be because of your youthful skin.
Is he youthful?
I don't know.
I don't know. I just wouldn't say I look like him. I'm not saying he's unattractive, but also at the same time, I was like, oh my God, capital rude.
I love... Kevin's new phrase, girlies.
Capital rude.
It just—you said it the other day, and I nearly collapsed.
It was born organically, and it just filtered its way into the conversation, and we both collapsed, didn't we?
Yeah, because you were just talking. Then he goes, "Oh my God, that was capital rude." And I goes, "Oh my God."
You goes right
I'm
it down.
Obsessed with cap. I need to put it on a toast.
We're obsessed with capital rude.
Capital rude.
Is it the name of the ep?
We'll see.
Do you think we'll look back in a few years and read out the titles of the episodes and go, what the fuck?
What the fuck? I thought you were going to say, will we look back and hear the words we used to be using and be cringing?
Oh, that as well. But that's a huge fear.
Imagine just looking back and being like, and then like skitty bang just means like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's disgusting, isn't it? And then also in a few years, you'll be looking even older and I'll be looking younger.
Girls, do I look really old?
No, but babe, that's actually what I'm saying. And I don't think you need Botox just yet. I'm saying if you want... No, I'm genuinely being serious. In a few years, if you want to, you don't need it right now. I think everyone looks haggard because of the year that's been.
Yeah, like Corona added 7 years to my life.
Corona did. It was one birthday in lockdown, but Christ, it might as well have been 10.
Yeah, I'm panicking.
We are kind of coming out of lockdown this week.
Yeah, so if this comes out on the Monday, we're coming out of lockdown on the Wednesday.
PJ's going straight to the gym, 6 a.m.
You too, like, I don't know what you're saying, it's just me.
But you've been kind of banging on about it. I've actually, you know what?
You've been enjoying your backyard workouts.
I've been enjoying the backyard workouts. I think, I don't know, it's just, I'm feeling a bit rustic. I've the neighbours kind of looking in, and that kind of gives me a bit of motivation. Mm-hmm. There's just a hint of voyeur.
It's like a cabaret.
It's like a cabaret. And one thing I will
give
say,
the old razzle dazzle.
Life is a cabaret, old chum girlies. Isn't that right? We love an audience.
No, and as well, I'm obviously going to the gym, but also going to see some shows and have some drinkies. Now we're doing the substantial meal
as well
over here, whereas that's new to us. They were always doing it back in Ireland.
Yeah.
But I'm delighted because when we're out for drinks, sometimes I'd be getting peckish. Should I be only looking for a substantial meal when I'm at the pub?
So are all the gaffs going to be doing food now? Or is it they already have to be doing food?
Well, I saw Bethnal Green Working Men's Club, which is where we went go for a few cabaret bits, speaking of cabaret, and said they're going to be sorting out the food situation. Stay hungry, girls.
Oh, well, that's handy, isn't it?
Yeah, but like it's going to be manky food.
Is it going to be greasy grease?
Whatever, like... You know me, I love a few chicken nuggets
you
when I'm drunk.
You love a few nugs, isn't it awful, really?
But yeah, no, I'm just excited for a bit of freedom.
Yeah, it'll be nice just to get out of what we're in at the moment, you know what I mean? And as well, I want to go to a few of the shops just to have a looky.
I love having a looky.
I don't even like buying. I talk myself out of buying everything. I will. So like the thing is, I prefer if I was getting something to get online because it's in my house and I'm like, it's there, you can't do anything about it.
I miss the dressing room so much.
You do, yeah.
I have my little party in the dressing room. If you work in retail, I'm so sorry because I'm that girl who comes into the changing room
and stays in there years.
But I have about I have your whole shop floor on my person, and I'm doing a fashion show. I'm taking loads of pictures. I'm sending to Jose to get his opinion, waiting for him to text back.
Stunning.
And then I leave with like two t-shirts and then I'm giving you back 75 pairs of clothes. You know what I mean?
Also, whilst we're speaking of fashion, PJ bought a pearl necklace and chef's kiss. Girls.
Harry Styles found shaking, girls.
Who is Harry Styles? I've never heard of him.
I felt like that bitch when I put it on.
Now.
Fake pearls
ofs. Well, do we need to say that? Do we need to actually say
that? I'm not after coming into like fortune.
You're after inheriting some pearls. But getting Doc Cotton vibes.
Oh, really?
You don't know who that is, do you?
I do, babe. She's an icon on EastEnders.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In the laundress?
Don't shake your head.
Will...
Can I say that? But she's all, I love
her. You said to me last week, he goes, do you remember before when you used to be at Mass and there was something, the old one shaking their heads? That's awful. You can't
that was Captain Rude of me.
By the way, I love old people, just to set the record straight.
So do I. We love old people.
I'm not saying you don't.
But like by saying I, you mean that like I'm shitting on them. If you have an advert with an old person in it, I'm crying.
Yeah, I'm buying the product as well. Yeah. I don't care if it's, I don't know, something.
Ointment.
I don't know, something to keep their dentures clean. I'm buying it. I don't have dentures, but I'm buying it.
But yeah, girlies, keep an eye out on the gram for the pearl uploads.
I can't wait to see the pearl uploads. Also, we didn't really touch off this when it blew up, and I don't want to give it too much airtime either at the same time, but there was kind of two arguments to the debate, or like kind of different communities chiming in, and you know the Vogue cover with Harry Styles in it. Right?
Iconic,
right? Also, and people are saying that he's like jumping on the bandwagon, like queer baiting and stuff.
Yeah, and as well, I did hear people be like, oh, black lads have been doing that for like Little Nas, like Billy Porter.
Yeah.
All these girlies be always like living.
Jaden Smith.
Yeah. Or your girlie. What's your girlie's name?
Who? Little Nas is mine.
Oh yeah, but the other girlie.
Who?
He was in Love, Simon. You love him.
Oh, Keenan Lonsdale.
Keenan Lonsdale.
Oh, I forgot about Keenan.
You love Keenan.
He's been off the gram.
Is he?
Oh, I haven't seen him in a while. You just reminded me of him.
But those girlies are always rocking the dress.
They
and
are.
Not celebrated half as much.
That's the thing. There wasn't this big, huge commotion about him. We weren't going, oh, look at these guys breaking down like gender fashion norms. You know what I mean?
But I still think it's a step in the right direction. Like,
absolutely,
you know what I mean?
Agreed. And also, the thing is, there's so much discussion about him being like, oh, like, this was like a huge like ploy by Vogue, because obviously as well he was the first solo male to ever appear on the cover, so it's like a big like in terms of like it's not groundbreaking for the world, for the magazine probably it is like a big step or whatever, but as well who knows, Harry, I feel now obviously don't know Harry. I don't know him. I don't know why I'm stating I don't know him.
I used to be a receptionist in a pizzeria and he was
he's come in, but was he chat?
Not really. He looked into my eyes though, and like I don't think like I think he's hot, but like not really my cup of tea usually. But when he looked into my eyes, I just kind of melt.
I was weak for Liam at one point and Zayn Alves.
Really?
Liam, but Liam was the most annoying and Liam was always the most arrogant. Are we going to get a load of One Directioners after us?
I don't know. Like, I think Liam looks too much like my friend Dylan.
My God!
He's his twin.
But so Dylan's hot too.
But I can never find him attractive.
Can I say Dylan. That on the pod?
Dylan's like my brother.
Dylan's charm at me calling him out. But what was I saying on Harry? Yeah, but I feel like, even though I don't know him, right?
Yeah.
I feel like he went into the wardrobe room and there was a stylist on it. And he goes, fuck it, give me the dress.
Yeah.
But he was just like, oh, that's cute.
And I'm sorry, you know, all these girlies who, like, are, like, projecting this toxic masculinity and being like, I like my men wearing pants. I'm like,
who gives number a one, fuck?
Dresses are comfy.
Number one, dresses are comfy.
Dresses are all breezy. You know my what I mean? Favorite, like, dressy type thing is a tennis skirt. Am I right, girlies?
You don't love you, a tennis skirt.
When I wear a tennis skirt on a night out or when I wore it in the promo, I just felt like the baddest bitch.
Yeah.
If you're feeling down, pop on a tennis skirt, a crop top, and yeah. some sunnies.
Yeah.
And but you have to wear the tennis skirt with runners.
You have to wear them with runners. And not a terribly high sock, but I would say a sports sock.
Yeah, or if you're one of the girlies and you want to be a real bad bitch, get the communion socks with the frill.
They're stunning. Mm. We don't have enough communion socks with the frill.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into this week's team.
Mm-hmm, let's do that.
This week's team is Go With Your Gut.
Alexa, play Making Your Mind Up by Bucks Fizz.
Stunning.
Oh, what a song.
It's just so happy.
Making Your Mind Up by Bucks Fizz from Spotify.
Since we decided that we were doing this track, I've been listening to it
shaky,
non-stop.
Shaky, 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 yeah. shaky, shaky.
Costumes
shaky,
are stunning.
Shaky, 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 shaky.
Into it.
Sway, click.
Yeah. It's very happy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you gotta slow it down.
Oh my God, I think eggs. I think cooking in the morning. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Grab your skirt, girls.
Grabbing the skirt.
And Harry. Side to side.
And Harry.
If you're in a bad mood, just throw this on.
Go on, Bucks Fizz. An unproblematic band.
Carrington Dance.
For making your mind up, my girlies. Don't let your indecision take you from behind. Trust your inner... Punches.
Punches.
Others change your mind. Alexa, stop.
Stop.
That is one of the songs that I could have left play right through.
That's gorgeous.
Isn't it a great
song?
I
haven't listened to that in ages.
Bucks Fizz walked so that S Club could run. Didn't they? You know what I mean? I just think the idea of those like mixed gender bands is such
yeah,
a scream.
I thought it was Bucks Fizz walked. So, do you know the people who sing Fascination?
Oh my God, Alphabeat.
Alphabeat.
But were they
run.
Brother and sister? I loved Alphabeat. Fascination was a bop.
Stunning. But Bucks Fizz, I only ever hear it at the 60th. And that's too little.
I choreographed a routine to it before. I was teaching for this ballet school, right? And then they were like, oh, we want to do like a jazz piece in the show. So they got me into
choreographing. Say no more.
And I goes, okay. The one goes, I'm sorry, it might be the track you're used to. It's a bit dated. But I think she was like fond of the track and I was kind of going, oh, what's happening here? And she goes, you probably haven't even heard of it. And she goes, it's Making Your Mind Up by Bucks Fizz. And I just went, iconic.
Work mama, give me my bowler hat.
But do you remember that iconic video and what they did for
oh,
the
no.
Eurovision? The music video.
Is it a Eurovision song?
It's the Eurovision song. They won the Eurovision within 1981.
Stunning.
You know I love my Eurovision.
You love your Eurovision knowledge.
But the best bit is, there's in the next verse, they say, show some more. It was huge at the time.
Yeah.
They invented the reveal.
Really?
Oh my God. Violet Chachki on RuPaul's Drag Race copied Bucks Fizz. The lads grab the girls' longer skirts and go, show some more, and rip it off, and they're revealing minis, and the girls go and do like this very
stunning
OTT shocked face. It's, oh my God, it's artistic excellence.
Do they have anything to do with the drink?
Bucks Fizz. Is there any relationship between Bucks Fizz the band and Bucks Fizz the drink? Because we love a Bucks Fizz.
I do love a Bucks Fizz.
But what is Bucks Fizz? Is that just...
It's a mimosa, right?
It's a mimosa, right?
I thought Bucks Fizz was just Prosecco and orange juice.
Is it? Yeah, it is, I think. I actually don't even have a clue. I just have it poured for me. Do you know what I mean? I just go to the bar and I say, mimosa, please. But what I was going to say is, because there was one on The Search who we were obsessed with, the mixed gender band.
Which one? Oh, yeah.
I can't remember the name, but you know, the small rapper. And your one, Honey G, but she wasn't.
We loved her.
We loved her. They were all actually fab. But they don't really do, like, the mixed bands anymore.
They don't, yeah.
And I was obsessed with, like, you know, Hearsay.
Hearsay.
Six. Can we talk about Six and the lads in Six?
I wasn't really a Six fan.
Kyle and the other fella. What was the other fella who ended up managing Jedward?
Dead.
He ended up being Jedward's manager. And as well, I was mad for Kyle at the time, which is weird because I'd never be like mad for the blondes.
Yeah.
But was mad for Kyle. And then the... Liam! I think his name's Liam. Stunning. On Liam. Oh my God. And they were inside in... they were doing a signing inside in HMV in Cork one time, right? And I was like, ma'am, drop me in. Gaylord, right? So I was like, drop me in to get... I was doing the recorder at the time and I had, like, you know, the music manuscripts.
Aww.
And I wanted that signed with him. I don't know, I thought it was a great idea at the time. But anyway, we got there. The queue was huge. My mum was like, no chance. So she just, like, pushed me up the front with a few random girls and goes,
dead.
Can you go in there with she? And I think she went into McDonald's, then the Blue McDonald's, which is a scream, and got a sundae. But I went in and I was honestly overwhelmed.
Really?
Oh my God. Because they were huge.
You want a horn in HMV?
Six. I couldn't even look at the fellas in the eye. I was mad for everyone. Emma, who ended up on the Den Din in later years. But
she was Irish, wasn't she? There was an Irish one in the Six.
First of all, they were never the Six, capital Rude. They're all Irish.
What?
It was an Irish, like, pop star search. It was the one Nadine Coyne was meant to be and she got kicked out of.
I don't know. That was before my time, I'd say.
It wasn't. It was, oh my God. No, that was like Artelli.
No, but I think when people were listening to Six, I was listening to DJ Rankin.
Probably. I was very Six and groovy chick. You were definitely Brass and DJ Rankin.
No, I was DJ Rankin and Sandstorm.
You're very Sandstorm, and even right now with the psychedelic tea.
That was me back in the day.
You haven't grown out of your Sandstorm phase, have you?
No.
You still look like, I want to say, Scandinavian raver.
Like Scooter, are you ready?
You look very like that.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle.
Oh, what was Cascada doing in the City Hall every year of her life?
Oh, that was iconic.
I think when the City Hall stopped doing discos, I think that's when Cascada lost her gigs. I think that's when her career took a downturn.
She had to evacuate the dance floor.
She had to evacuate. She needs to release a comeback single called Evacuate the City Hall.
I'm dead.
She has to.
Okay, moving on.
Oh my God, we were doing that for ages.
So this week's episode is called Going With Your Gut, because girlies, at this point in the year, there's just so much decision making to be done.
There's so much to be done.
And we're getting loads of submissions from people being like, because they're getting loads of time to think in lockdown.
Right? That's the thing.
So they're like, should I quit my job? Should I leave my boyfriend?
Yeah.
Should I get a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Should I move out? And everyone's just like, they don't know what to do and there's so many options. Choice paralysis, girlies.
Choice paralysis is PJ's favourite word. And since you said it, I will try in any situation to use the term choice paralysis because I'm obsessed with it.
Would you like to define choice paralysis for the girlies?
Choice paralysis is the situation where you are so overwhelmed by all of the alternative choices that you're actually frozen and can't, as a result, make a decision.
Paralyzed by the choice, if you will.
Paralyzed, hence the paralysis.
But it's because, as well, it's a new thing. It's obviously...
It's very new, it's very Gen Z.
No, but it's very modern, very millennial. Because, like, back in the day, like, obviously, your dad went to work in the factory.
Yeah.
Then you were like, okay, my dad works in the factory, I'm going to now work in the factory. Or, like, your mum was a nurse, you're like, I'm going to be a nurse because my mum was a nurse.
Yeah.
And, like, that was your pact, you know what I mean? Whereas now... We can literally do whatever we want. It's a blessing, really, but also, like, a bit of a curse.
Why can't we do what we want? It's because, resources? Or is it just because, like, bad bitch attitude?
No, I think it's just more opportunities now, like the
more
internet.
More opportunities, sorry, yeah.
The internet, people, like, there's more funding for school and stuff like this. And, like, obviously, we don't sound like privileged, like, white fellas.
Completely, yeah.
Like, your socioeconomic background and, like, your race...
Obviously plays a factor.
And, like, plays a factor in a lot of things. But you definitely have more choice than back in the day when, like, there was nothing happening and you had to just go work in the factory because that was your local factory and that's where everyone worked.
Definite right turn here, but let's just take the instance of direct provision at the moment where the children who are all living in direct provision can go to school and stuff, but none of them end up going on to third level because they have to pay full fees. How is... Someone who is seeking asylum in a country going to be able to afford full fucking fees You dopes.
Literally.
Sorry, but that was just an aside.
So they don't obviously get tarnished.
Are afforded the same opportunities, yeah, which is disgraceful.
But like millennials and Gen Zs who like are in like an average income household and like they have a lot of options in front of them.
Exactly.
But it doesn't even like relate to that. It can be relating to like if you go on ASOS and you're trying to pick a t-shirt, before you have to go to your local shop, Mary would be after knitting t-shirts.
That's
for the
it.
Week. Whereas now it's like you can pick any t-shirts. You're like, what t-shirt will I pick?
But you remember the days on Hans, where literally where we went in Salou. I feel like Salou gets a mention every episode, doesn't it? Anyway, do you remember when you'd be on Hans and there'd be like the whole of Ireland in the one location because they all were getting the same deal with budget travel? And all the kids would be dressed the same because we'd all have the same clothes from Pennies.
Literally.
Literally. That's what it is. So you're so right. Now with everything like shopping being done in the internet, there's so much choice.
So like if you're lucky enough to have all these options, right, you need to decide what you want to do with your career.
Yeah.
Like what clothes you want to wear. But also one of the hardest decisions ever is what to eat, which is obviously privilege.
Privilege, of course, because we have a choice of what to eat.
But like, girlies, do you ever be hungover and you'd be trying to decide what to eat?
It's multiplied times 10 when you're hungover. In fact, sometimes if I'm looking forward to going out drinking, I'm almost filled with dread also thinking about the anticipation of having to choose where to eat for when I'm hungover the next day.
But also, don't go to Stratford Westfields when you are hungover, girlies, because
oh my God.
You'll enter the food court and you think you like when you get there, you're like, I'll know what I want when I get there. And you just stand in the middle of the food court. It happens to me and Kev quite a bit.
All the time.
And we look around and we go, I still don't know what I want to eat. There's sometimes I feel like I'm going to faint because there's so much choice.
It's so much.
I'm so paralysed by the choice.
It's too much. Like, and now, 9 times out of 10, pad thai.
Oh.
No, well, you do ramen tonkatsu.
Yeah.
I do roses.
You love roses thai.
But you do too.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I just love all food, really, don't
I? You love all food. But PJ loves ramen. For those of you who don't know, it's pot noodle and an egg.
People know what ramen is because they're not stupid.
But ramen isn't a thing. There's not a whole load of ramen back home in Cork. Like, they have a gaff called ramen. But that's
right.
They don't do noodles and egg.
I know, but there's more people listening to the podcast than just Cork.
I know, but I'm just saying, I actually only knew what ramen was properly when you took me there last year. And I travelled Asia, which is sinful, obviously, but I was like really excited because I was like, oh my God, ramen. And I ran ramen back home in Cork, obviously, thought it was stunning. Ramen over here, or ramen in the real world, is what? Tell the listeners.
It's bone broth.
But
it's a soup and you with noodles.
But who's craving a watery soup when
it's
they're hungover?
It's gorgeous. Everyone likes ramen except
so
you.
So it's a runny water and
no,
it's a noodle and
it's
an egg.
It's a gorgeous bone broth. And then you get like, you can get either pork or chicken, or if you're vegan, you can get like
tofu.
Mushroom and tofu.
I'm just not full.
You get the fresh noodles, you get the egg, the steamed egg. Oh, I want some.
How
now.
Much is that?
Now
egg?
I want it.
How much is it?
I don't know.
Buy a pot noodle and buy an egg and boil it. Is it not the same?
Babe, it's actually really rude of you to debate someone's culture like that.
It actually fucking is.
Like it's Japanese food. Like
I know it's Japanese.
And like you're shitting on their culture. That's years of tradition.
No, I only went to the one in my defense. I've only been to one.
That's right, cancel Kevin.
I'm like, I can cancel actually.
I
actually don't
wanna.
Stop saying that because I'm actually sweating. I don't wanna go out with that. I was just saying I don't like it. No, girls, go out and get your ramen. It's just not to my liking. I always thought you'd get cancelled first. Don't be smiling and sneering from across the room, or I'll say some stuff that you've said. You haven't said anything, but I'll make it up.
Girlies, I'll be going live on Monday on my personal channel to discuss Kevin.
Shut up. I don't even know. What I'm saying is, I just don't like ramen.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. But you're saying I'm ridiculing the culture and stuff, and then I'm saying that it's not nice at all and that they're not eating nice food. I think Japanese cuisine is... Actually, Japanese week was my favourite week on Bake Off, for a matter of fact.
Okay,
and I was in Japan and I made lots of friends over there, so don't even tell me.
Oh, you have Japanese friends, that's okay.
I actually walked into that one. Fucking ignore me. I'm actually going to shut up before I am cancelled. No, I'm just saying, I wouldn't be going for ramen when I'm hungover.
Yeah.
I just want... You know what? Because one thing we didn't speak about, I think, in the last episode when we were talking about... greasy hangover munch and stuff. They don't have fucking chippers over here. It's bizarre.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't have any chipper chips.
No, they don't.
Do they?
No, not really.
Tell them.
They don't.
That's the second time I've done that. Tell the people.
They don't have a girl.
There's no such thing. Like back in Cork, oh my God. And you'd be like, wasn't the best time of your life when your dad would go, oh, I'm going down to the chipper there, what you want on a Friday night. Do you know what I mean?
Now when I get it though, when I go back and stuff, it's too greasy for me. I'm like,
shut
no,
up.
No, as in like,
oh, shut up, you're too London.
No, because
going
no.
back and using your Oyster card on the bus.
That's disgusting. Who does that?
Nobody.
But no, like, it's just because I eat too much of it. Because I'm like, oh, yum. I'm like, nom, nom, nom. But anyway, toys for analysis when it comes to food nearly breaks up relationships.
Completely, yeah. Because that's the thing, like, our saddest days is when we don't eat together when we're hungover on the Sunday because yeah. you opt for the ramen. Which is lovely, by the way, I've heard. I'm going to leave a load of good reviews on a TripAdvisor because I don't want them to, yeah. I just don't want to be mean.
Okay.
Okay, but don't, I don't like the tone. Go on.
Kevin's up to 90.
Go on, take the lead there.
So, because there's so much choice and people are suffering from this choice paralysis, people sometimes don't do anything. So like if you're like, I'm thinking about leaving my job but I don't know what to do, and like you're weighing up all the options, sometimes you just stay in a job that you don't want, or like you stay in a relationship you don't want, or you don't go for a relationship because you're afraid. And the thing we're learning the older we get is, girlies, you just have to go with your gut.
Go with your gut.
Go with your gut, girlies. Mm-hmm. G for go.
GGG, go with your gut, girlies.
Go with your gut, girlies. GG, GQ.
You can have that one for free.
I love it. But apparently, now, we didn't do the scientific research.
Yeah.
But apparently there's some science behind it, right?
Now.
You told me this, and Kevin lies to me on the regular.
No. When we were brainstorming for this episode, this popped into my head, and I think I heard it on Red FM before, so it has to be true. No, but I heard it, I think it was the radio, or did I read... I want to say I read a scholarly article.
Okay.
But I don't think it was. But someone told me.
Get to the point, babe.
I think it was in a dress. I think it was in a Panto dressing room. Someone told me, basically, you know the way people say follow your gut or go with your gut?
Yeah.
Triple G. Apparently, there's actually a relationship between your gut, your digestive tract, and... decision making. That there's an actual science behind it. Now, I didn't Google it. Girlies, we can only do so much in the week.
Take it with a pinch of salt, girls.
Like, sometimes you have to take the podcast for what it is and go in, do your own bit of work and your own homework and look into things if you wanna. So, what I'm spouting here may not be real, but I'm saying it could be.
But it's important to go with your gut, girlies, because, like, as well, it's usually the first idea is the best one, right?
Yeah, typically. Or
you
like,
always say that to me.
Yeah, I always say to you, I'd be like, or if we're thinking of something, or like, say, now, if we're coming up with ideas related to the podcast, we'd be like, oh my God, that's a great idea and stuff. And then we'd be like, obviously, we explore other avenues or, like, you know, take a look at different choices. But typically, it is the first idea we had that we end up going back to a lot of the time.
Mm. When was there a time in your life where you were paralyzed by a choice paralysis?
Yeah.
And you had to, like, go, and did you go with your gut in that moment, or did you actually make a calculated decision?
For me, and I know you think I try and relate everything back to my secondary school life, but this is actually, like, proper scenario. And I suppose this rings true for a lot of, like, students across Ireland, because the system over there, I still, like, don't think is, like, perfect. Right? But the whole CAO thing and, like, deciding what you're doing in Leaving Cert. Like, I was overwhelmed because even when I was, like, picking my subjects to study for the Leaving Cert, I was like, oh my God, but I love doing this and I love doing this. And I kind of was tipping my toes and everything. Girlies, I was doing the woodwork as well in Junior Cert, believe it or not. I got an A. I made a dinosaur stool. Everyone was laughing at me because it was a big colour D dinosaur yolk. And everyone else was making pure, like, cool things with, like, I don't know, like, drawers and stuff. And I was going, no, girlies.
It's hilarious.
Have you seen my dinosaur stool?
It was in the paper, babe. You showed me.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting that I showed you, by the way. Now, I was showing him because it's just hilarious because...
We put a picture on the Patreon.
We'll put a picture on the Patreon. But basically... But basically... Why am I on about this? But basically, there was, I don't know, a few of us who had gotten the A in the woodwork for the junior cert in transition year. We were asked to take a photograph of it. And, like, all the lads who were good at woodwork were all, the lads. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And they were all, like, pure tall and pure, like, lads. And anyway...
Because if you're tall, you're a lad.
But all of the lads who had gotten the A in the woodwork, like, I'd say had probably gone on to become carpenters.
Okay.
They, that look about them, you know, they probably...
Calluses.
Okay. I didn't want to say it, you said it. Yeah. But anyway, so there's a picture of us all out in the schoolyard with the woodwork project. And it's like all positioned. Everyone has their like, I don't know, like chest of drawers. There was like...
Spice rack,
something like that. There's me at the back with my big dinosaur stool. But girlies, the brief was I had to have a second function. I threw in a third function.
Of course
you did. I gave it a hook on the side of the neck. And then I also gave it a clock face on the front. And then I said to my woodwork teacher, I said, I have another one that I'm going to do. And he said, no. And I said, no, we're doing a growth chart on the back for the child. And he said, I don't know what that is. So he said, you're not putting it in. Wouldn't let me do a growth chart.
What?
But then when I took it home, did it myself.
You did it.
To track my growing.
I'm dead.
Why am I going on to that? Oh yeah, basically.
What was your decision you had to make?
My decision was, I don't know what subjects to choose first to study for the Leaving Cert. Because okay. I was like, I don't know what I want to do.
Yeah.
Leaving Cert then, I was like, what the heck? So that's kind of, I think, why I just threw down... I did commerce with French because commerce is like general business-y bits.
Yeah.
And like I was always interested in business. I was like, I love Dragon's Den. Mm-hmm. I was always charging for my magic shows when I was younger and I was always selling my stickers.
Stunning.
So I was like entrepreneurial.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that's ultimately why I ended up dropping out because I was like...
But when you were going into that, did you feel like it was the right decision? Like in your gut?
Not really. I was like... I just felt like it was the right decision at the time and I was like... And I was just thinking at the back of my head, if I don't like this, I'll just like change it or whatever. Okay. You know what I mean? Because I still as well wanted to pursue like the arts and stuff, but I was like, nah, I can't be doing that. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Because it's not like a valid career choice. Notice the air quotes, obviously can't see me because podcast, but you know what I mean?
But also, if you think about it, right? Mm-hmm. So you went in and to do commerce eventually, you were like, oh, you're like to be an entrepreneur or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you left, then you did the arts and dancing and stuff, but now you're doing running your own podcast and we're running on Gramham. That's entrepreneurial.
And that's the gag of the season, girlies.
There you go.
360. First choice. Now, don't use the French as much these days, which I miss.
You do.
Kinda.
You always say French.
Oh my god, I do.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, bitch. I always say it. Très bien. What new? Anyway, was there a time when you were hit with the paralysis?
I was hit with the paralysis. Serious time when I was going to leave Ardang and I was like, should I leave or should I stay?
Of course, yeah.
Gut feeling said to leave and I did, and I think it was a really good decision for me to. It was a hard decision because yeah. I knew, like in my head I was mortified because I was like, made this big song and dance about going to dance college and now I'm dropping out.
Yeah.
You know? But the time when I was really hit with a choice was when we were younger. So we used to go into the pet store in North Main Street, this gorgeous little pet store.
And pet store's good.
I love the pet shops.
I know, but all the animals dying.
They're probably bad for that.
Yeah.
But like I was a child.
At the time you appreciate it, but as well, I used to have to block my nose walking past the pet store in the shopping centre in Douglas in Tesco.
Oh really?
Oh my god, because
the
smell of the animals.
Fishies.
Yeah, the fish are
right.
There
were no other
nice
animals in there. There was just fish and then gerbils or whatever they're called.
Yeah, the gerbils.
Are they gerbils? Guinea
hamsters,
pigs.
Hamsters, guinea pigs, yeah.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
They're just all different types of rats.
Not rats.
But anyway, so we went into the... We were about seven. And we went into the pet shop. And we were like little scumbags. Like, so like I was hanging around with all the scummy fellas. And they were like, alright, boy, how's it going? Like, we get some fish. And I'm like, grand. So we all bought goldfish, right?
Okay.
And then I was like, unreal. I was well on with my goldfish. Like, walking back up.
Yeah.
And then we were walking over the bridge by the River Lee, walking up. And then they were like, alright, so go on, let's throw them in. Me, what? They were like, oh, that's what we do. Like, we get by the goldfish and then we throw them into the river and it goes in their bags. I was like, so they'll just like die
and litter
while they're in the river.
And you're littering with the bag as well.
Oh, littering as well. But I was thinking more that like the fish is going to think it's being released back into the river and then he's going to be stuck in a bag and he's going to starve to death and die.
Oh, why didn't you open the bag?
I didn't open the bag because they were saying we were just going to throw it in.
That's the most stupid thing ever.
I know, but then I didn't want to do it. And
yeah,
they were like, do it. And then they threw their one in. And then I was like, oh my god, this is so bad. And then did
I... And had you named it?
I didn't name it yet, but I was growing attached.
You
like,
were definitely growing attached.
I carried it from the pet shop to the bridge.
And the walk from North Main Street to the bridge is long.
And then...
Did you throw it in?
I think I threw it in.
What do you mean you think you can't tell a story and then say, I think this is the ending, you gone?
Because my memory. It was a traumatic event, Kevin.
Speaking of fish, you've the memory of one.
My gut feeling was to not throw it in, bring it home and rear it as my own.
Yeah.
As my kin.
Yeah.
But I didn't listen to my gut and I just threw it into the
you
river.
You lobbed it into the river.
Peer pressure, like, you know what I mean?
But this is a very sad story. I don't know why you're telling this.
I know. R.I.P.
That's awful, really.
I know. I like to think that he... got out of the bag.
Maybe.
Got to Hollywood, and he's Nemo's dad in Finding Nemo.
I love that for
that
him.
That was the narrative in my head.
That's a good narrative to have, though. I love that.
Right, so as we established, going with your gut is the best thing to make a decision, right?
Yeah, but we're saying that, but also, like, yeah, go with your gut, but also we're being a bit dismissive of it, is it? Like, 'cause sometimes you don't just go... You don't make the decision.
We're not saying,
day.
Obviously, don't act on every impulse. We're not like, you're not, if you're in your job one day and you're having a bad day, don't just quit, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like, but so if you're making a big decision and you just go, like, go what you're feeling is right. And that's, because what happens is you start second guessing yourself, even though you know yourself when you can feel like something's right in your gut.
Yeah,
like,
I just asked my man.
Yeah, but like.
Well, yeah, actually, no, yeah, I need to think for myself as well.
And as well, you need to learn how to be, like, not second guess your decision and be like, okay, I'm doing this.
I'm still going to ask my mum though.
Well, me too, like. Yeah. But obviously, I want to know that I'm making the right decision before I ask her.
Yeah. But no, you're asking her to help you with the decision.
Oh, no. I always come to what I think is my decision. Okay, and then see if she agrees with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get you now.
But anyway, going with your gut, the majority of the time, is the best way to go.
Yes.
Is that, are you more comfortable with that? Majority.
I feel way better now.
So, we're going to test our own gut feeling.
Yeah.
We asked you girlies for some would you rathers. And we're going to test our own gut feeling to see where we end up.
Basically, we wanted to play would you rather.
Mm.
Isn't that the real reason?
To test our gut feeling.
Do we have to do the links?
Yeah.
We do actually. It's we wanted to make it a fully rounded ep, so we talked about the gut and stuff.
Okay.
Ron, I'm loving this. Oh, am I getting mine out as well?
Yeah. Okay, so first one. Would you rather cook and eat your family pet or have sex with a sibling? Jesus, they weren't playing right off the bat.
Why is there so much just flicking through? Like, chaotic sex ones?
Because it's hilarious.
Is incest hilarious? I don't think it is. I think I missed the joke.
I mean, is it... It makes you like, it makes it awkward.
No, it doesn't, because you just wouldn't choose it. You choose the other alternative. That's the whole.
So you're saying you'd cook and eat your family pets?
Well, I'm not having sex with my siblings. So yeah, obviously. But we don't have a pet, so joke's on you, so we're actually.
I'd cook and eat my family pet.
But your family pet could be a rabbit.
And they're kind of tasty.
That's doing so bad. But like, or your family pet could be. What else do you be eating?
I don't know, but I just cook and eat the pet.
Right, hopefully the rest of them aren't as weird. Actually, sorry, but we opened up a can of worms by saying, ask us a would you rather. Okay, would Kevin rather kiss PJ or PJ's wife? Chaotic. Jose in a heartbeat.
Fuck you.
I actually fancy Jose. Oh no, but you're still in a relationship.
Well, hopefully not, because if he's cheating on me with my best friend, oh, I suppose I gotta take chaos. A break story out of it.
You'd guess, you would get
that
a feature.
I would realise my dream, actually. So, I actually wouldn't mind it. I actually forgive you because I'd get that 50 quid that you get for submitting this story.
And as well, Jose's hat. So that's kind of a no-brainer. And not in a bad way. But people just think we're obsessed with kissing each other.
Yeah, one time we were having an interview on the radio and they asked us, were we together? And I was like, that's stereotyping.
Oh, also, have you ever listened to the podcast?
Literally.
Like, literally, we've been going on about you having a boyfriend from EP2, have we?
I know.
Anyway. Next one. Okay, so the answer to that was Jose.
Okay, we got it, babe.
I'd kiss Jose.
Be constantly itchy or constantly sticky?
Oh my, I hate an itch.
Do you?
I hate an itch. The thing is, no one's going to know if you're sticky.
But you hate dirt. Everything be stuck to you.
But she never said dirty, babe. Are you reading it?
But if you're sticky, like a byproduct of being sticky is that you're dirty.
No, it might just be, something, a secretion of the skin.
Or like Velcro. But like if you're sticky,
no, there's going to be all Velcro's hardly secreted by the skin.
But there's going to be hair and stuff stuck to you.
Who said that?
Like if, say now if I
you're making up all your
but
own
if rules. I licked a lollipop, what is it? It's sticky, right? And then if I rubbed it all over the floor,
okay,
it's covered in dirt. Yes. So it's dirty and sticky. I'd rather be itchy.
I'd rather be itchy too as well, because I was just thinking
scratching an itch feels unreal.
Actually, yeah, itching's a no-brainer.
Itching's unreal.
But, like, not to the point where I'm itching my skin off.
Yeah, sorry if you have eczema, girlies. Because that's your life. Like,
you should have done a trigger warning. Sorry.
Pseudocream, isn't it?
No, the oatmeal bats.
Oh, really?
Oat bats.
Very Cleopatra energy there.
Lob a load of the oats into tight. Don't ask me what. Dernier. Don't ask me what number. Is it Dernier?
I don't know what Dernier is.
the thickness of the tights.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Or doesn't that, I suppose it could be, I don't know.
Fishnets.
Well, it has to, actually it's to contain the oats, okay. So probably not fishnets. This is besides the point. But apparently bathing in an oat bath, and like a vino and stuff, maybe not a vino.
Bathe in a bath of wine?
No, a vino is oatmeal lotion. It's the lotion with oats that Jennifer Aniston uses.
I love that.
Yeah, so apparently oats is good for the eczema. Now, girlies, I'm sure you probably know this.
I get a bit of the rash on my arms. Should I do the oats?
But that's prickly heat, I thought we discovered.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Lavins is winning anyway, aren't they?
My mum takes a tablet for the prickly heat.
So does Elaine.
Would you rather see your own future?
Rather?
Would you rather... What? You're making fun of the way I say it.
It's rather.
Would you rather? Oh, I say both.
Rather?
I didn't say rather.
He's in London too long, girlies.
No, I said would you rather.
Would you rather, bruv?
Would you rather see your own future or be able to see everyone's future but your own? I think everyone else's.
Yeah, me too. Because then you're nosy.
Yeah, and you can be smug about it then
and
too.
And you can be annoying. They'd be like, "Oh, Kevin, I wouldn't do that now."
Yeah, exactly.
In 2 years.
Yeah, and I'd be just pretending then the whole time to my friends.
Yeah. Also, I'd make a fortune because I'd be like PJ, the psychic of the world.
Yeah.
And I'd have my own TV show.
Yeah.
And as well, like I'd just be telling celebrities what they want to hear.
Now, also, did we talk about Sandra Bullock in Premonition?
No.
Like, I don't think it ends well. Like, the thing is, oh, maybe she could see her own future. Because I think if you could see your own future, you'd only go about changing it. We definitely spoke about this before, I'm having deja vu.
But if everybody, if you could see everyone's future,
yeah,
and you didn't like someone, and everyone knew you could see that future, I'd just go up to her and be like, I'd say bye to my family next week if I was you.
Well, that's just
and petrifying. Then walk away, click the clack.
Okay, pick another one here.
Okay. Would you rather be stuck on an island alone or stuck on an island with someone who talks incessantly? Well, I'm living with someone who talks incessantly.
That's the rudest thing ever. That's capital rude. What do you want about?
Well, I've grand practice, like.
No, but I'm actually... I'm you joking. Say this that I'm incessant. I'm actually not.
You're not.
Because actually. I'm... I told you before.
What?
I'm an extroverted introvert. I love my own
Stop
silence.
Stop saying
no,
that.
And as well, you say that I'm talkative. I'm the one who I love quiet in the morning and I love peace. And then I wouldn't even be after having a slice of toast and you'd be harping in my ear and I'm like, would you let me eat my breakfast in peace? Because the thing is, right?
You don't let me talk to you when you're having your brekkie, actually.
But the thing is, right? But don't confuse that with me not being a morning person. I very much am. I love the morning times. You know
quite
what I mean?
Cranky, though.
I'm not cranky. I just like... Isn't... You know what? We're so consumed by everything, by our phones, by noise. London is so fucking loud. Like, the bin men every Thursday morning. The bin men in London could win an award. You know what? I don't know whether they're fucking collecting the rubbish bins or whether they're rehearsing for the London West End show Stomp. Because they're making so much noise out in those roads. So do you know what? Forgive me for wanting a moment's respite in the morning when I'm boiling my cup of tea and when I'm popping down my bread to make toast. Forgive me.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? No, but you say I'm incessant. I'm not. No, because the thing is...
Did anyone time how long Kevin was talking for there? That's just on repeat every day, girlies.
It's not. I love my silence. Stop saying that. But go on anyway. You pick another one. Oh, no, it's my turn. Me. Right. Irish boys or London boys? Irish, hands down.
Would you rather?
The Irish boys or London boys?
Irish.
Irish, and it doesn't even have to be sexually, but just in general, banter off the Irish lads.
Banter.
You'd be having a scream. That's why even, I know it's chaotic, but if I go home, but I can't do it anymore because she's a minor celeb, but I do like to pop on. I'm joking. I do like to pop on Tinder and bits when I'm home because the chat's way easier. Over here, oh my God, draining blood from a turnip.
That's one thing I love about Jose is that because he grew up in Ireland, he understands the Irish banter.
He
as
gets
well.
It. He's well able to he engage in it.
He knows what's going on.
Yeah, he knows that if we mock him or whatever. Not that I'm ever mocking him, but I'm sure he could probably take it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's well able. And as well, one thing, remember I said that to you recently, that any of the lads from, it's all the Northerners in England, they're all well able for the laugh. I said to you before, the Northerners are the Irish of England.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyone up there like Leeds, Manchester,
they're all, for the laugh.
They're all a scream. In fact, a lot of our friends are
Northern, yeah.
Northern, aren't they?
They really are. Now, we're not going to paint all the London girlies.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. But just in general. And as well, I don't know, just the Irish lad, something, I don't know, something about it.
Something about it. Would you rather go to jail for 1 year or lose a year off your life?
Oh, I wouldn't last a minute in jail.
I just want to go because you just have a real body when you leave, would you?
Oh, that's the one thing on Pure kind of rides in the prisons.
Is Are that they? Painting them all with the same brush?
But they all go into the prison. I don't know anyone. I don't know any convicts, really.
So I did actually see a tweet the other day and it was hilarious because back home, the prison's called Mountjoy.
Mountjoy Prison,
and
yeah.
They're like, what sadistic fuck called the prison Mountjoy?
But I just feel I wouldn't last kissing time in prison. I'd obviously be the target and I'd be the one that they'd all...
You'd be loving it, babe, in the shower. You'd be flinging the soap onto the floor and you'd be like, oh,
shut
sorry. You're crawling on all fours. I'll just go pick up the soap there, will I?
I'm obviously not going to be doing that. But just in general, I just think, I'm not the prison type. Sorry, I'm not.
I don't think anyone thinks they're the prison type. Do you know what I mean?
But you know what I mean, yeah. Also, and as well, I don't want to lose a year of my life because what if then...
Babe, you have to pick one. That's the game.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, wait. So I have to lose a year of my life.
If you don't go to prison, you have to lose a year of your life.
But then if I was to lose a year of my life, what if I was to have met someone in that year and I saw them next year and then they were like, oh, Kevin, remember me? Oh, no. Is it just you lose the year at the end of your life?
Yeah, babe. What did you... Oh, you thought you'd get amnesia. You thought you'd live a year of your life and get amnesia.
I don't know, not necessarily. I just thought something and I
No,
was
you
like,
just died 1 year earlier.
Just imagine then if you didn't know what happened for the year and then you were bumping into people and they were like, oh my God, Kevin, you're like, oh, I don't know you.
No, babe, you just died earlier.
Oh, that's grand. I'd do that one, yeah. I'm not going to prison.
I'd go to prison.
You wouldn't, babe, they don't have oat milk in prison.
They do.
They don't. Well, I suppose they probably do have to cater for dietary requirements.
Lactose intolerant.
But you're not. They'll check your bloods and they'll go, he's not lactose intolerant. And they'll go, oh, actually.
No,
give him
they
regular.
Wouldn't treat you like an animal in prison. I saw Orange is the New Black. I know how they treat people in prison.
Would you rather only see each other for the rest of your lives or never see each other again? Obviously, the latter.
What?
Never see each other again. Now, it would be a shame because the pod would probably end prematurely.
And you'd miss me, presumably.
Yeah, but we've loads of stunning memories. Also, we've spent every day together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you'd miss me eventually,
Also, would I do my own solo pod?
I'd miss you.
When did I say in that I wouldn't miss you?
I know.
And I've photos also, that I would look at and say, oh my God.
I just feel bad for you because when you do the solo pod and it's not a hit, that would be really awkward and then you'll know that I'm the star.
Yeah, who would I get to do the visual bits? That's the only thing. I suppose
I could.
Or
bring the charisma. Or the likability.
I could outsource, I could hire, I could headhunt for that. Yeah, that's true. That's the only thing with the teasers for social I'd struggle. But we have spent a lot of time together this year. Yeah. So I think if we weren't to see each other again, we've seen each other enough this year for a lifetime. We have. Don't say we haven't and make me feel bad or
make
me have, to be the bad
guy. No,
we've
seen each other a lot. But that was a very... Who asked that question? Can we block them?
Can we block
them? Who is she?
I don't know.
Would you rather have sex with a goat and nobody find out or not have sex with the goat but literally everybody thinks you did?
I'm not going to be shagging an animal.
Well, I would because I don't want everyone. I don't want everyone thinking.
No,
I
my stomach turned there. No, as well.
I wouldn't want to. It's not like I want to.
Yeah, I know.
But I'd have to because otherwise everyone would think I did.
But who cares? Because you didn't.
Okay, maybe actually.
Do you know what I mean? Also,
that means I care about what people think more than I care about what actually happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh
which is
God.
Scary, and as well. Let the people talk. That's what I say. If they're talking about you, you're doing a good thing.
I didn't think I talked like that now.
And as well, you could probably do another Take a Break magazine covering that, sheep shag or whatever.
I just think, yeah, Take a Break, stunning. I won't shag the sheep then.
But so yeah, and then everyone thinks you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do the same. Actually, I think any person would.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, when you break it down, you don't want to shag
a sheep. I wouldn't be able to get it up. Thinking about it now.
We're not talking about any more.
But I technically wouldn't be physically able to do
it.
Exactly. So I don't know why I even thought I had an option.
Do you remember that Black Mirror episode where the Prime Minister had to shag the pig?
No.
And he had to do it. Oh my God. It's probably one of the better ones.
Oh.
Oh, what's your favourite Black Mirror
app? Oh, honey, Andrew, anything
that,
for you.
In the early series, I love the entire history of you. You know, the contact lens.
Yeah, no, my favourite one was the social media one with the ginger one.
I don't think I saw that.
That one's brilliant.
Was she killing everyone?
No, you earn points from like how many people like your social media. It's really fucked.
Oh, I didn't see that one. Mm. They haven't made a new one in a while.
Right, yeah.
Would you rather win 50 grand or let your friend win 500 grand?
Well, I'd obviously just let my friend win because he'd just give me 50 grand then.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking that, but...
Loophole, girlies.
You didn't see that one, did you? But also, what if they didn't?
But I'd be like, babe, I just gave you 500 grand. Give me 50 grand.
But what if they don't know? Like, what? The thing is, you make up your own parameters with the scenarios. Like, who said that you go...
But who didn't?
Okay, right. Yeah, okay.
Loophole, girlies.
But would you give me half? If that's the case...
I'd give you half, yeah.
Would you actually?
Yeah, if I won 500 grand because of you...
Yeah.
I'd give you half of it, yeah.
See, I just like... I probably...
You wouldn't?
No, I would. But I'd give me like 300, new 200 just because I got more.
Okay.
That sounds awful, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as well, I just think you could probably do more with 300 than 250. Now, any amount of that money, I would love, obviously.
I see you've got tax loads on it.
Would you get tax loads?
Is that including tax?
Sorry, are we exempt from tax there? Or are we evading it?
You should have followed up on some of these for T's and C's.
Okay, so would you rather continue with your current life or restart it? Says Susie from Dublin on her mum's Instagram. She's sending us.
Oh,
that is so
that's
cute.
That's adorable. I don't even know the question. Susie from Dublin on my mum's Instagram.
Oh my god. You know what? Good luck to you, Susie. You're as good.
What was the question?
What was the question? Continue your current life or restart it?
Continue.
Continue because it after this year again and
wrecked.
Fuck it.
And I don't want to go through puberty again.
Yeah, I know.
It was a confusing time. Am I right, girlies?
There's a lot going on. I don't want to do it again. Also, I'd have to knock out my teeth again.
Oh, yeah. Or would you relive your life the same? Or could you
change
it?
That's the thing. If I could change it...
I just think I'm lucky enough to have gotten this far.
Yeah, I'm actually happy out. You know what I mean? I'm happy out. Fuck it. Would you rather be covered in fur or covered in scales?
Fur.
Fur.
Cuddly.
Also, no-brainer, glamour.
Glamour.
Sorry, but I want to be covered in fur.
Yeah, is that an option? Can you do that?
Can we do that? Because I love the idea of fur.
I'd straighten it.
Yeah.
Causing it energy.
Would you bleach it?
I do highlights.
Highlight.
Do you know what I mean? I might do highlights. I might do layers.
Yeah.
And like...
I think the bleached fur would be stunning. Can you bleach fur?
I presume. Like, it's like hair. Like,
do they mean
it?
Hair? No, it's fur. I think just...
What's the difference between fur and hair?
Luxury. But that's what it is, isn't it? Like, fur is luxurious, isn't it? Now, not condoning fur trade. This is fur on our own bodies.
I'm going to start saying I'm getting my fur cut.
I actually love the idea of fur. Now, could you go on holidays with the fur?
You would be sweating.
And I love the sun, so scales.
You'd be a really fast swimmer with the scales.
You would be. And also, I loved in, I did a show before where I had to be like kind of reptilian animal-like. And I used to love getting my tights. Tights are getting a huge mention in this. Swipe up link in bio. But I used to love doing... You
the
get
makeup
the tights,
through the tights.
The makeup through the tight to get the scale effect.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be doing that because...
No,
be on
I
my
want
body.
The luxurious fur.
I want the fur.
Would you be poached, though? you know what I mean? Would you be?
Would I be?
Would you be someone's carpet in a few days?
Yeah, I know that's awful.
Like, no one's going to want a scaly carpet, but people want a luxurious fur.
That's the thing. And actually, if you're going around with scales, could scales be stunning?
That's probably the safer bet, I think.
And as well, you'd be kind of looking like Mystique. Like, they didn't say they had to be green. I just picturing green and then...
I'm thinking iridescent.
Iridescent scales.
Stunning.
I'd be happy with scales or fur, to be honest.
Mm.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, so on to two girlies I'd always choose in a Would You Rather.
Always.
Mam knows best, hon.
Mam knows best. And also, ironically, our mams couldn't choose two different questions this week. They actually, because what happens is we just send on all the questions that we receive for Mam Knows Best to our mams and let them pick whichever one they want. Both of our mams opted for the same question.
They picked the same one, we're dead.
Now, also, people are probably raging because they're only getting the one answer. But also, I'm enjoying it because I'm thinking I'm going to enjoy hearing the different takes.
Perspectives.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Love that.
Okay, give it to us, Phil Toomey.
Hi, everyone. My question this week is, how do they be getting the washing to smell so nice? Is it a top secret mammy's information? So, no, it's not a top secret. It's probably years and years and years of washing for, you know, six people in the house. So what I do generally, just the pods into the machine or the detergent or even the liquid at times, depends on what's on offer. Now, I am a Persil user by nature. But and I do fill up the compartment then with the Comfort or Lenore. I generally go blue, you know, I'm not into the other colours and that. And ideally, I suppose, look, we'd all be looking for a fine, dry, sunny day. Pop the washing out and comes in smelling beautifully. But we're not going to get that for the next couple of months. But what I do, I try and get them out in the line and give them some bit of drying and then into the dryer. But I also, a couple of sheets of kitchen paper, I pour some Lenore on it or Comfort, run it under the tap, squeeze it, and I pop a couple of sheets into the dryer. Does it make a difference? Absolutely, I think it does anyway. And you know what, it's a weird one, but friends of mine, people that I know, sometimes I'd love to say you definitely dry that on the horse for maybe 3 or 4 days, you know, sometimes you know the clothes are clean but there's that smell, and absolutely nothing worse. But I'm not going to say it, and I'm going to keep my mouth shut because they're lovely people, very clean. It's just that the washing wouldn't be up to scratch. Okay, so good luck with that.
Oh my God.
Honestly, her finest work.
Stunning.
That was artistry.
That was a paid postal person in Lenore, was it?
That was poetry. Oh my
Stunning.
God. What a scream.
Oh
now,
my God.
The thing is, though, like,
I'm living for the shade with the drying horse. But I'm not going to say it now. But it people smell like mould.
But also, that is actually one of the things that you have to learn when you move away. Like, how, because I know it sounds so like juvenile of me and pure like Irish lad whose mam does everything for him. But I do love when I go home and my mam do wash and dry my clothes.
Oh, I love when my mam washes and dries my clothes.
But I said that to you as well when I moved in with you. You used to get the clothes out.
No, I used to.
And I used to say you need to get them out in the, you kind of don't still a bit.
I do.
You do actually.
When it's raining.
Actually, no, you do put them out sometimes.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You have to get them out of the house. And as well, you don't want all that moisture going into the walls.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Oh my God, what
also,
a laugh.
Top tip with the kitchen roll there.
I never knew she did that.
I never knew anyone did
now,
that.
Now, we don't have a dryer, but we get it. I do the bed sheets sometimes in the laundrette.
Mm-hmm.
What is this episode? And maybe I might do that with the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Nuala, what's your take?
How do they be getting the washing to smell so nice? Is actually my question today. Dear listener, don't even go there. All the smells is advertising. Take it from me, it is trial and error. Long ago, when I was young, and even when my mother was young, no washing machines, only soap and water. Wash the clothes in an aluminium bath, etc. Now I am 60 years at it, and I did have a washing machine for 40 of those years. Very primitive, mind you, twin tubs to automatics. Now, we as a nation are inclined to follow tradition in which product to use, meaning powder, bio, non-bio. What does that all mean? Use colour run sheets, comfort fabric conditioners when drying, the best way, of course, is out in the fresh air in the clothesline. But in winter, the tumble dryer is in use, which heats again to make a nice smell. Then we are told, even though they work for your washing, but for the machine and the environment, they're not good. So you can't win. As I say, it's trial and error. Many years doing it now, but still learning washing powder instead of fabric conditioner, white vinegar in the compartment, and drying in the fresh air is the best way. They will smell clean, but not perfumed. The vinegar is an antiseptic, a cleanser for the clothes and the machine, and you know your clothes are safe and clean, and it's all win-win-win.
I'm obsessed.
I'm dead at my mom. My mom's obsessed with vinegar.
Yeah.
So she puts it, like, she's like, vinegar is the best. I think she had a book before and it's like 100 things to do
with vinegar. I wanted to order it.
She cleans the tables with it. I never knew she washes the clothes with it.
Yeah, well, I knew that the vinegar was good for, like, removing stains in the wash, but I would put it in with whites.
Okay.
But then there might be a smell of vinegar off the clothes, so I'd have to have the softener in there too.
But she does the powder as well. I just think, I love my mum. She's like, she wants to just wash it in an aluminium tub with, like, the old days with some soap and throw it in the lane.
I was screaming at that.
I love it.
I love when she said bio, non-bio. What does that mean? I love it.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? It's all just buzzwords, really, isn't it?
I love that she just goes, it's all advertising.
I think that our mums are essentially influencers, because the people take this advice and run with it and whatever. Because as well, I think what they both hammered home was, and that's what a lot of young people struggle with, I think, when they first move out of home for the first time. You need the washing.
Get
out the
back side, girls.
Get it out back. I know it's tough, especially like in the winter and stuff, when you're like watching for the weather every 2 seconds. Get them out.
And also, while we're on washing, personal petition to make clothes horses bigger for tall people's clothes.
What's the story?
I can get 2 of my trousers on a clothes horse.
But I'm even the same. Like, I struggle with the clothes horse. And as well, the ones that we have aren't actually, you know, they're compact, but they're not actually ideal, because the, if you do the 3 tiers, there's nothing getting dried on the bottom tier.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Are we clutching our straws for doing half of our ep on the washing?
We need to calm it. People are actually like, oh my god, remember when Kevin and PJ were funny and relevant? And then they spent half an hour talking about the washing. How funny.
I love that.
I love it.
There you go now, girlies. 2 Irish mammies, different perspective on washing.
What a stunning ep. Now, didn't get around to half the Would You Rathers, but I'm feeling a Would You Rather part 2.
I was thinking that.
We could do it potentially, because I was skidding at some of them and we didn't get to do half of them.
Let us know, girlies, if you want a Would You Rather part 2.
Might put it on the Patreon.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll do a part 2 for the Patreon. Clickbait.
Also, I'm just so happy that we went with our gut and did this theme.
And did the ep. Because last night we were in a panic thinking,
we were like, what theme will we do today?
Yeah.
And then we just went, go with your gut.
Because we have a few themes that we want to do, right? But they don't kind of work in lockdown.
No.
And that's the only hint I'll give you.
And we're really excited for when we come out of lockdown.
Because we'll be able to do it.
Exciting. Anyway, girlies, have the best week.
Thanks so much for tuning in. You're absolute legends.
Sending you loads of love.
Sending loads of love from London, from the shed.
Mwah, mwah, bazoo.
Take care, girlies.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.